This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. You know, I just can't understand the vitriol spewing forth from our mainstream media regarding President Trump and his coronavirus infection. Most major medias have dropped all pretense of being fair and impartial in their reporting about the president. They're now simply flat-out supporters of the Biden-Harris ticket, and their nightly bias makes me sick. I'm part of the media, and these clowns make us all look bad. Look, so maybe you don't like him, or you don't like his style or his policies, but you owe the American people the courtesy of reporting the news and not pushing your opinion on them day after day regarding anything President Trump has done. So the president takes a motorcade ride out in front of the hospital to greet his supporters who had gathered there to wish him well. So what? He did it from inside a sealed vehicle. I'm sure those supporters were thrilled that he took the time to wave at them and at the same time assure the nation that he wasn't in critical condition. Well, the national media would have none of that. All they could talk about was, look how he's put the Secret Service driver at risk. How reckless and irresponsible the action was. What poppycock. Then the president defies all odds and is released from the hospital by his doctors just 3 days after going there. Do the media praise him for how hardy and dedicated he is? Absolutely not. All they can talk about is the fact that once he was back at the White House and stood alone on the porch and removed his mask to smile and reassure America he was back, oh no, he took his mask off while he was outside alone. He's absolutely reckless and putting everyone at risk. What a selfish, self-centered individual. Again, what poppycock. Look, I, like most Americans, want my president strong, healthy, and in charge of protecting our nation. That's what we elect them to do. Showing weakness only encourages our enemies and discourages our population. Should the president be extremely careful? Absolutely. Should he demand his doctors share the procedures they use to drastically shorten his infection? Certainly. Should the president be more forceful about telling Americans to wear masks and social distancing? Well, of course. But what the media doesn't seem to understand is that we're all sick of dealing with this coronavirus pandemic. It isn't going away, and we must take all practical steps to limit our exposure. But we can't simply shut everything down again like Joe Biden wants to do. Our economy simply cannot recover from another shutdown. Look around our local community. We've lost a lot of small businesses, and there's probably more closures coming. As the president says, we must balance our assault on the virus along with the health of our economy. It's a tough job to undertake, but one we must do. Don't underestimate the virus, but at the same time, don't overestimate the virus either. It's something we're going to have to live with. You know, I saw a T-shirt the other day that had a saying on it that unless I straightened up, my mom would slap me into next year. Once I read it and thought about it for a few minutes, I wonder if that offer is still available. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.